We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I'm a Republican. I've always been a Republican. You can look it up. But I want to tell this commission sitting before me today. Many of you tell us how often that you are Christians. I have yet to see in the Bible that your voter registration card will be a pass to get in heaven. Keep that in mind. You will not need it. Your actions long before you get there is going to be your pass. So please stop using people's voter registration, what they were years ago. And I'm sure all of us did a few things in our life we're not proud of. Or we're proud of it, but we've changed because things have changed.
Now, it's not every day that I get to get on the radio and say how much I completely agree with Sherry Chapman. So I'm gonna take it. Actually, I got another one coming, the Milton City Council meeting that was last week. I'm going to have an opportunity when I finally get to that content to agree with Pam Mitchell. So it's going to be like weird times. But hey, always, you got to always, when somebody says something, if you're generally in disagreement with somebody and they say something smart, you got to praise them for it. And when you're generally in agreement with somebody and they say something dumb, you got to criticize them for it. Because truth is the side. Not people or policies or anything else. Truth is the side, and you've got to be fair in both directions. And I totally agree with her. It is ridiculous, this, yeah, I mean, James Caulkins, Commissioner Caulkins, has been attacking Rhett Rowell for, in the past, being a Democrat, and he's now a Republican. Who cares? I was a Democrat. I was an atheist. I mean, people change. In fact, you know, you almost want to say that the person who's changed is the one that really gets the praise because they fixed the mistake. Also, there's something even more sort of secure about a person who's changed into a thing, if only because they have the side-by-side comparison and they made the choice. The person who's never doubted it enough to be on the other side might be at risk. You know, liberalism might come along and snatch him away. You know, who knows? But so I completely agree with her. And this notion that, you know, somehow your voter registration card is going to be relevant to your access to heaven. You know, the gospel doesn't work that way. Now, here's where it got interesting. Now, that was interesting enough from Sherry Chapman during the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, the public forum portion. Things got, well, I'll just say different, because Sam Parker, who is also running for re-election District 1 in Santa Rosa County, his sort of response to her was to preach a sermon.
I will actually say the grace that God gives us is, as far as being judged on getting into heaven or not, on things long before we get there. The beautiful thing is even though we're all sinners that fall short of the glory and the holiness that we should be allowed to enter into the gates of heaven, God's mercy that he showed us through sending his son, Jesus Christ, here to die on the cross for our sins. And when he was dead and put in the tomb and then resurrected and ascended back to heaven, it was so that he stole those keys from hell. And so what I'll tell you is, if no matter what you've done in your life, and no matter what things, intentional or unintentional, even if it's right there in that hospital bed, God still loves you enough that if you ask him for forgiveness, he's being willing to forgive you so that you can have everlasting life in heaven. And so that's an encouragement. And so I just wanted to share that with anybody listening that didn't know that.
I mean, that's the gospel. Is it what the chairman of the county commission should say from the dais? I don't have a problem. If somebody is an atheist and they want to talk about their faith on the dais during comments, especially when it's been brought up by I don't know. I just don't have a problem with people sharing their beliefs. Now, do I want them going on and on about it? I don't know. Is it inappropriate for a public official to say? See, I just don't think so. I want more religion in our conversation, different religions, different beliefs, that, you know, rather than less. the notion that it's somehow inappropriate. At the same time, I know there are other people who I am sure were cringing, maybe Christians who are cringing over something like that. It doesn't bother me, you know? And, you know, there is an election. If you really don't like somebody to be so outspoken about their faith in a public setting, then, you know, put somebody else in charge, right? I mean, you know, it's the time is ripe. But then there were reactions from the crowd. And Sam?
I hate for you to outburst out there because I – hold on. Let me say this. If you as adults can't act civilly, then I think that speaks to your character when you're sitting there and interrupting someone else. I did not interrupt you. All right, thank you. Listen.
And I don't know what they're saying. I amplified it in my own, like when I was working on the computer and I couldn't figure out what they were saying back to him or anything. I don't think it really matters. Then Sam kind of made a weird comment.
I had no doubt. I just got to hear a sermon last night about, you know, if we stand up for our values, we will see persecution. And I appreciate Sherry Chapman and all the Jerry Cooey supporters out there that want to show me blasphemy for talking about my Christian faith. So you just keep it up because it's what you've been doing for years. Go ahead, Mr. Kerb.
I guess them criticizing him, he's saying is blasphemy because he's saying God's stuff, and I think is maybe what that was, but you know, okay. So county commission meeting today might be interesting. It might not be. I don't know. You never know what to expect. That's why I have this segment. We'll come back to this in a second because there was something else they did that I want to talk about briefly. John Pickens, I'm in Chicago. John is in Pensacola. I'm here for the DNC. We'll be covering that when the things actually start today. John, what about traffic on the 5, sir?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're at the intersection of Palafox and Burgess, especially on Burgess going east and westbound and eastbound, you're going to see maybe a 15-20 minute delay. We've got lots of traffic congestion there. I-10 eastbound, if you're coming up to the Highway 29 exit, you're going to see just a minor delay there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. Now, the only other thing in that whole meeting that I found interesting was they had the follow-up vote on the time limits for using the boat docks. Remember, this is something that had been an issue in the city of Milton, and now the county commission had taken it up because you basically got like this one guy who's abusing the rules, okay? And so they're trying to formulate this concept of different docks will have different time limits for how long you can use them in order to prevent abuse of a public amenity. James Calkins has been the only one that has pitched a fit about this, showing that my opinion, it doesn't understand the concept of a public amenity and what needs to be done when people are abusive towards it. The other four commissioners do get this concept, and Sam says...
Item number one is concerning the county dock ordinance. I think we beat all the dust off of this rug on Monday that we can. I appreciate Commissioner Smith bringing this to our attention. I know I've also been able to... find out there's a little bit more information involved as far as our sheriff's office. We appreciate everything they're doing. I'll be judicious on those comments there.
That's an interesting thing to say because he seems to be hinting at that there's something else also involved in all of this and that maybe they shouldn't talk much about this in public, which if that's true, you don't hint at it either. But it also seems to indicate that James Calkins, in his opposition to this item, is somehow doing contrary to the sheriff, maybe. And again, I don't know too much about all this, but it was an interesting little piece. And then when the thing actually came up, Kerry Smith challenged James Calkins on giving an explanation for his sort of ridiculous opposition to all of this.
Mr. Smith, would you like to make a motion on this item?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve this without objection.
All right.
Object.
All right. We got a motion.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor, signify by raising your right hand. Any opposed, like sign. All right. Item passes 4-1. Commissioner Calkins in opposition.
I'd just like to know why we have opposition to this. It does not make any sense whatsoever.
Mr. Chairman, I went on about it on the first meeting, and there's no need to repeat what I said at the first meeting. But I actually been going door to door and people saw this on TV, and there's a lot of folks that agree with me on this issue. So I didn't want to hash it out with y'all. Made my statements clear, and that's it. I'm one vote, and I respect the will. So thank you.
Well, I want to also point out that I don't believe that you were out there every day looking to see if there was a boat out there.
I was out there.
Yeah. Was there one today?
I didn't go out there today.
Was there one yesterday? Okay.
All right. All right, so that's passed.
Awkward. Oh, man. And also, whatever the thing is with law enforcement that apparently, you know, James Calkins doesn't care about or whatever. So, yeah, they passed it, which I agree with. It makes sense. You know, if people are abusing public amenity, you have to do something to create a regulation so that you can actually enforce a rule that's going to make it so that other people can have equal access to that thing. So there you go. So they did the right thing, you know, over the objection of Commissioner Calkins for whatever reason. 822, all the people, you know, they're all on his side. 822 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
I'm Steve Stroberger, and I'm your candidate for District 1 County Commissioner. During this campaign, I've had the opportunity to listen to my opponent's responses. Sometimes I'm surprised he thinks he's telling the truth. Wow, flexible truths and backroom deals. That's not right. I'm Steve Stroberger. I'm asking for your vote and your trust. Vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger. This Gambia County Commission, District 1.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru has been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools, and I lead 3,100 educators who are dedicated to the success of our students. Under my leadership, teachers have received an average of 16% in raises, moving the average teacher salary from 1.06 below the state average to 1.01 above the state average. We have procured over $17 million in additional funding for STEM and workforce education, and we have earned an A-plus credit rating. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villane. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Good morning, 826 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with me. It's good to be back. I really appreciate all the people who filled in for me, Charles and Danny and Todd and Jared and Rusty, although Rusty left early. But no, it was good. And, of course, John on Friday. And briefly, Steve Zesch. What is his first name? Jack Zesch. Anyway, filling in for me while I was gone, I appreciate everybody doing that. It makes possible for me to have a vacation, but it is good to be back in Chicago. Yeah, I said it. John Pickens has got traffic on the five. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, just a little minor delay on I-10 eastbound if you're heading to the Highway 29 exit. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. In the newsroom, we got David Wayne with our headlines. David?
Well, today is convicted New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez's final day on Capitol Hill. He officially resigns his Senate seat tomorrow, ending about a half a century in politics. Menendez's career coming to a halt after being convicted on 16 felony counts in a federal corruption trial last month. He is due to be sentenced in October. Authorities go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, the way you said that at the beginning, it almost sounded like, and today is Bob Menendez Day.
Not quite, but maybe.
Not quite.
Authorities still searching for suspects after two shootings outside of a military base in Texas. And early Saturday morning, a suspect opened fire twice at an entrance to Joint Base San Antonio Lackland. Just a few hours after that, more shots fired from a car stopped near the gate. Apparently, Air Force security officers fired back. No injuries reported there. And Jackson Hole, Wyoming is the center of the financial universe this week. The Jackson Hole Economic Symposium going on. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell scheduled to give a speech regarding U.S. interest rates. I'm sure that'll be interesting for just about everybody, including Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, interesting. Isn't Foster Freeze, isn't that where he lives in Jackson Hole? I think that's in my head. I may be wrong about that, but, you know, super wealthy guy, has his fingers in all of this kind of stuff. So, interesting, David. Thank you so much for the update. 8:29 on News Radio Pensacola. So, we are in Chicago. We haven't done much yet. We just kind of got in at, you know, evening last night and haven't had a chance to see too much yet. But we will, obviously, and be reporting to you on all the speeches and not just the speeches, but same thing as in Milwaukee, you know, kind of all the stuff that's going on around the city and with the, well, we know there's going to be protests. You know, it was weirdly disappointing that in Milwaukee there was nothing. I mean, to call the handful of people who were there protesters is, you know, kind of an insult to actual protests or demonstrations, because it was 5 or 10 at a time, and there was a couple of groups that were kind of preaching the gospel, and which is normal, and there was a couple of groups that were protesting, you know, in favor of, against abortion, basically, you know, pro-life groups, and there were, like, I mean, Code Pink showed up with three, like, emeritus members or something. It's just nothing, so looking, obviously, that it's going to be not that here. Looking like it's going to be hundreds of thousands of people, perhaps towards a million, they say. I always am skeptical about those kinds of numbers claims, because a million is a lot of people protesting primarily on behalf of the Palestinians and against Israel. So we'll see what all that means, plus the other various security concerns. I'm not all that concerned, and people keep telling me to be safe, and I appreciate that, but we'll tell you what's going on in Chicago from the street level.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Joe Biden's political swan song tonight at the Chicago Democratic National Convention. Some Democrats predicting tears, but no lingering. Biden heads off for a California vacation before the week's speeches from the Obamas, the Clintons, and nominee Kamala Harris. While three GOP House committees issue their impeachment inquiry finding, then VP Biden engaged in impeachable conduct and defrauded the U.S. to enrich his family. $27 million in foreign payments. Next steps uncertain. Donald Trump tapping his son Barron's social media influencer friends to reach Gen Z voters like Bo Loudon, who tells Fox.
I love how Trump's now doing these things like the Spaces with Elon Musk. He's got one tomorrow, I believe. And, you know, the last one reaching 3 billion impressions, 25 million people watching from start to finish, and 74% of viewers.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 83 degrees right now. We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. Well, one of the biggest homeless camps in Escambia County will be cleared out soon. Escambia County is reportedly planning to move folks that have been living in the homeless camp on Beggs Lane in Brent. That's one of the older homeless camps in the area. According to the News Journal, the county is looking to move people off of that site by December 2nd. County leaders are working with service providers to find resources for the residents there. There's an estimated 150 people living at that camp. The county says the reason they're being moved is because the land suffers from pollution issues that date back to the old Escambia Wood Treating Company site nearby. The EPA deeded the land to the county, but it does have a restriction that it can't be used for residential purposes. It's been several months now since senior airman Roger Fortson was shot and killed in his home by a now former Okaloosa County deputy, but family members in the NAACP aren't letting up on their calls for that deputy to face charges.
Justice for Roger Fortson! Justice for Roger Fortson! Justice for Roger Fortson!
Now that from a press conference that was held last Friday, and we are expecting to learn this week whether former Deputy Eddie Duran will face charges in the shooting. That happened on May 3rd when Fortson answered the door to his apartment with a pistol in his hand. The deputy immediately began firing after seeing the weapon. An investigation by the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office determined that Duran's use of force was not reasonable and violated department policy. A Century man recovering after a crash near Bratt last week. The Florida Highway Patrol says the man was driving his truck on Highway 168 when an SUV ran a stop sign at Pine Barren Road. The two vehicles crashed. The truck rolled. The driver was airlifted to a hospital in Pensacola. A passenger in the other vehicle was also taken to the hospital. Two others were not hurt. Deputies in Baldwin County looking for a missing teen girl. 14-year-old Twyla Garvin was last seen wearing a pink shirt and black shorts, as well as a black bonnet. Investigators say she left her residence in Spanish Fort on Saturday, left her phone there, and has not been seen since. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office did post a photo on their Facebook. If you have information, you should contact them. Well, the Democratic National Convention happening all week in Chicago. Florida Democrat Party Chair Nikki Fried is there, along with many other Florida Democrats. And Fried applauded news that Michelle Obama would be speaking at the event this week. Fried wrote on X, "That's a sign the entire Democratic Party ecosystem is coming together for a historic week." Well, some people are protesting what they believe to be a cruel tradition. The Animal Rights Foundation of Florida rallying yesterday against the annual statewide alligator hunt. The FWC started the statewide alligator harvest program 36 years ago. Now that allows anybody 18 or over with a permit to hunt two alligators. ARFF coordinator Brian Wilson says alligator hunting is brutal. A gator hunter, though, says the permits raise millions of dollars for conservation programs here in the state of Florida. Alligator hunting season started Thursday. It runs through November 1st. It's 8:35 now at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Just one accident to let you know about on Longleaf Drive and Community Drive. That's right there in front of the Bellevue Athletic Park. Seeing some delays in that area. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3
weather. We are going to have just a small chance of rain today. 20% chance overall. High near 94 degrees. Mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. Feeling a bit drier as we go into Tuesday. Some drier air moves in. Sunny skies. High near 93. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71 degrees. For Wednesday, high near 93. Sunny skies and a low near 73. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 83 degrees in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Our markets are opening with not much of a change today. The Dow's up 126 points at 40,786. S&P up just over 9 points at 55.63. The NASDAQ up 8 points right now at 17,640. 10-year bond rate is down just fractionally at 3.89% today. Gold prices down $9, $25.28.80. Silver prices up 23 cents today at $29.08. And Bitcoin down $926.79 at $58,764.70. Over 17,000 AT&T workers across the Southeast are on strike after accusing company management of unfair labor practices during their recent contract negotiations. A statement released on Friday by the Communications Workers of America, they represent the striking employees, said that AT&T did not bargain in good faith and sent negotiators who didn't have the authority to make decisions. Well, eggs are getting expensive again. Prices for the household staple climbed 19.1% in July compared with the same month last year, according to the Consumer Price Index data. July also marked the third consecutive month that egg prices increased on an annual basis. It's 8:37. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
If you have any kind of a plumbing need, a drip, a leak, a weird sound in the wall, you want to reclaim your Tupperware from underneath the toilet or the sink, right? You're better than that, by the way. Call Barbary Plumbing. They will take care of you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes, so you know in advance what it's going to cost. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary at Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse. Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us, our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be, and that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. It's going to be the big stuff now. I'm back from vacation, so the frivolous topic is back. The question of the day, it's a punctuation question. I don't want to get you too worked up yet, but this is hard terrain. But here goes. Kamala Harris's running mate, you should say H-A-R-R-I-S apostrophe. Or you should spell it H-A-R-R-I-S apostrophe S. Running mate. I kid you not, this is all the juice on Twitter. This is all the argument right now because she would, she's only the fourth ever, I think. I don't know if that includes, I can't possibly include nominees also. But she would only be the fourth U.S. president with a last name ending in S. Rutherford B. Hayes, the most recent, 130 years before social media. Lucky guy. But the question is 437-1624. If you're going to make comments, you got to get on the mic. Bobby Rossi is over here throwing barbs from a distance. Here, let me turn you. I think you're on.
I was just saying, it figures a former teacher would try to would select this as a frivolous topic because you know what, it is controversial too.
It is.
I'd have to say end with the apostrophe, by the way.
What?
Yeah. But don't you want me?
You sided with the AP?
Yes, I sided with
I always knew you were a raging liberal. All right, fine, whatever. Bobby Rossi sides with the AP. That's all you need to know about him.
That's just the way I learned English growing up.
You? No, you did not.
Yes,
how old
I
are you?
Did. 48.
Okay, and it's you think it's Harris's without an S?
Without the extra apostrophe. You end with the apostrophe.
You did not learn that growing up.
I did.
Not at your age. What commune did you grow up on?
Well, I actually learned, okay, in truth, I learned you can do it both ways.
Oh, God.
That it's it
not
was okay.
That. That's even worse.
It was okay to do it both ways, either way.
It's worse than being a liberal. All right. All right. So Bobby says you do it without the S.
It's being an independent.
You know, yeah, he's independent-minded. So there's a simple rule.
You
ready?
I'm sure you're going to teach me now how I'm wrong.
The simple rule is this. Language... Written language is supposed to reflect spoken language. That's the goal. So why do you use an apostrophe to denote possession? Everybody agrees mm-hmm. about that. The apostrophe is there to serve the purpose of denoting possession. Why do you have the second S? Because you say a second S. Harris's running mate. There's two S's. If you have only the apostrophe, you have now spoken a letter that you don't write. Makes no sense at all. When you say the Joneses, plural, you don't need a third S, you know, or you don't need another S at the end because you're already saying the Joneses and you don't say the Joneses, so you don't need an S. That's why you have only the apostrophe.
But what if we're just saying Harris's because we're used
you
to
you don't stubborn. Say Harris's.
Exactly. So you say Harris's and it's just like an extended S. Harris's.
So when you say Kamala, how do you say Kamala's last name?
Kamala Harris. But then
and when
I
you say
her,
she's owned something, you say?
Kamala Harris's.
It's a different sound.
It's just a long
S. It's not just another S. You lie now. 437-1620. 437-1620. By the way, the AP is alone this among major stylists. Other news organizations.
Not alone. Bobby's there with him.
The AP and liberal fence sitter Bobby. No. Anyway, but they're together on this, and they say they have no plans to change. Everybody else does it the correct way, the old way, you might say, which is fine. 437-1620. All right, where we got here? Just Harris without the second S. I'm sorry, you're incorrect. Well, I'm not reading that one on the air. For Harris's sake. Like that. It's like a new swear word.
Yeah, that's right.
Fox News does this wrong. It should be apostrophe S. I agree. Let's see. 437-1620. Harris apostrophe S is what comes up for spell check. Oh, but I do say spell check gets things wrong. Grammar check especially.
How many times does grammar check you go like, the first, this is correct?
I actually have a list of things when I set up a new computer, mm-hmm. and one of the first things I do is I go into Word and I toggle off grammar check and spell check. I don't want them. I don't need them. They don't help me. They make the world worse. Don't put your stupid green underline trying to make me feel ashamed of saying it my better way. Idiots. Anyway, 437-1620, S apostrophe, this should be common knowledge. Well, yeah, among people who were taught wrong. Harris is like the sound a snake makes.
See? These are people.
No, but he's using the apostrophe and then S's, he's saying she's like a snake.
Okay. Gotcha. Yes, that's a good
one. You're going to lose your S on this one, Andrew. My logic is wrong. Oh, and this is from a close friend, or at least I thought so, until today. 437-1620. John Pickens is back at home base in Pensacola. We're in Chicago at the DNC with traffic on the fives. First of all, John, you are a Pickens.
Correct.
Is it Pickens's with an S or with no S?
I'm doing the apostrophe S.
That's right, because you were raised right.
Are you just now starting to do that because you feel peer pressured from Andrew?
No, he's doing it because he's a Christian.
Great.
Saved people punctuate properly.
And everybody's like driving off the road.
Go on, John.
Just one accident to let you know about right now. Longleaf Drive and Community Drive. That's right there in front of the Bellevue Athletic Park. We're seeing just some caution in that area, slowdowns. It's off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing a little delays. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So that would be John Pickens' report.
Oh, boy. John Pickens' report.
Let's do an easy one.
On that one. Okay.
Tim Waltz's position.
Yeah, that's apostrophe S.
Why?
Because there's no S at the end.
But you already say the S sound.
I was always taught you're supposed to.
Aren't you already saying the S sound?
Well, you're making the S sound, but
and then you don't need to have the apostrophe S because you're already hissing the extra sound.
Well, I'm not writing. I'm not writing based on my sound. That was your rule. I'm writing based on just the way I was.
Why not just put Waltz with an apostrophe?
Because it doesn't have an S.
You don't need it.
The only reason why you need an S or an apostrophe at the end of an S is if it's an S, not if it's a Z.
Same sound.
I know, but I'm not writing based on sound. Phonetics is there. By the way, so Andrew and I, you know, we spent obviously a lot of time together in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
and
it's probably the best worst thing we ever did.
Yeah, exactly. But I will just so you guys know, all right, Andrew does correct my grammar just in random times while sharing. Conversation down the
road.
No,
I don't. Do I?
Yeah, remember that whole time you caught me? I mean, I was true. I make up words. If people listen to me on the radio, they know that I will make up words every now and then.
I don't think that's a word.
I'm just like, whatever. And Andrew's like, I don't think that's a word. I'm like, sure it is. I've been using it for like a day.
Like we're playing Scrabble or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Look it up.
Yeah. So
that's funny.
Yeah. But no, it's all good though. It's so as soon as he said this, I was like, seriously?
Of course. All right, let's see. How do you pronounce?
It
this is
like
a question for a different day.
Half.
Yeah, it's about half and half online. How do you pronounce herb? Well, herb, the H is silent. Do you pronounce the H in Harris? Yeah, because it's not heiress.
Heiress.
She's not like a wealthy daughter. Apostrophes are the least understood and most often misused punctuation marks in the English language because the proper use of apostrophes seems to have no logical pattern. They're just very easy to goof up. But yeah, no, I agree with that. Bigger question is, when did we drop the comma between state and zip? Did we?
Oh, yeah.
No, wait. Yeah. Wait, not the comma between state and zip. The comma between
Florida.
City and state. Pensacola, comma, Florida, right?
Yeah, Pensacola, comma, Florida.
I don't remember there ever being a comma before the zip. What we used to do is the zip used to always be on its own line. And
yes,
I think now it's become more common to just put it behind
just
the state.
Just space and put it behind the state.
But I don't remember there ever being a comma there.
I think it was done, but I don't think it was common.
Okay.
At least it wasn't common in my era, my generation.
you guys are creating a much longer traffic report in over the next 8 minutes. It's funny. Let's see. Apostrophe S. Gosh almighty, Andrew, I thought you'd take our brains out of park. Of course, if that's on social media, I'm glad I still refrain from that. If it's Harris with the apostrophe, not the S. If not, then how do you write Harris's with, I mean, if there's many Harrises, H-A-R-R-I-S-E-S, that's she and her, well, okay. I guess his name is Doug Immel, but if she had a family of that and all the same name, right. It'd be the H-A-R-R-I-S-E-S apostrophe, because there's a rule for that, that when it's a plural, right?
Okay.
437-1620, just drove by Jones Shakes. Oh, the new place on Davis.
Yes.
Like 400 varieties of shakes or something. Mm-hmm. Just drove by Jones Shakes, spelled that way on the sign. I'm 46-year-old Christian, was taught in Christian school to put apostrophe on the end of the word already ends in an S.
That's
no
right.
need for another S. Yeah, but I question your salvation.
Same kind of generation as me. That's what I'm saying.
Fine.
It's with an S.
You were both raised in the same commune. Doesn't matter, Andrew. Bobby is always right. Oh, look at that.
Oh.
Fans of yours.
Oh, boy.
Please don't even start with the hyphens. Andrew, you are white and you're and white. You are right and your unworthy socialist opponent is wrong. You guys are the best.
By the way, it does not surprise me that this is a Twitter battle or
of course.
Battle or whatever.
What did somebody say that one of the people referenced in the story said something in the effect of the lower the stakes, the greater the emotion. You can fight safely and vigorously about things you know in reality. Don't matter
it's
much,
really
except that it is part of the decay of Western civilization.
Oh.
We're abandoning grammar standards.
They never know we're going to be speaking like the British.
Punctuation in our texts and everything else. I'm Andrew McKay.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use, and so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax, and a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all, be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust, but you get it from Frontier. But if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax, or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can, because it helps, because it's nice, because it's being a good neighbor, because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County. And now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, the Yardlights take the stage, a three-piece folk rock band from the Florida Panhandle whose members bring many years of writing, recording, and live shows to its forte. Don't miss the Gulfside Market, and Pensacola State College will be on site. Bands on the Beach, 7 o'clock with the Yardlights, tomorrow night.
I'm Charles Elliott, running for Santa Rosa County School Board District 4. Here in Santa Rosa County, we love, educate, and support the generation of tomorrow. I thank you for your vote and your support. We have accomplished a lot in these last 4 years, and we still got a lot to do. So I ask you to go to the polls August the 20th and vote Charles Elliott, School Board District 4. Thank you, and God richly bless you, is my prayer.
Paid and approved by Charles Elliott for Santa Rosa School Board District 4.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
All right, I have one of these stories. Actually, we need to do a quick traffic break first. I get lost in the time a little bit. John Pickens got traffic on the fires before I get to my story. Go ahead, John.
No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly once again. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. He's in Pensacola. I'm in Chicago, and every once in a while I'll forget a thing. Did you see this? This is one of the most amazing things to me. I went to the library the other day. And I had just early voted at the Methodist Church on 9th Avenue. And I was going to the library to drop something off. And I dropped it off, and I went to the drive-thru window because I also had something to pick up. And I saw that there was a sign, and the sign said, to better help our patrons, the book drops are closed during election time. And I'm like, you're not a polling place. This is a Tryon branch. You're not a polling place. Why would that have anything to do with it? So I asked. And she said, oh, no, the book drops are closed because people put their ballots in there. And I, people put their ballots in there. What? And sure enough, every library in Escambia County, and I don't know about Santa Rosa, I'm guessing also, has closed the book drops for the duration from early voting starting until through Wednesday morning after the primary is over, because voters who get ballots in the mail return them to apparently any government slot they can find. The tax collector, Scott Lunsford, says they do the same thing to him, and they will put them in any slot, anywhere. And there is honestly a part of me that thinks maybe those votes shouldn't get counted, but that's what we're
listen on air at 92.3.